الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم Rahmatullahi wabarakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. Those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. And those of you who are new listeners, our new students to the class, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. This class I'm going to present today, the topic will be having an Islamic personality, so you get to understand the personality of a Muslim. It's not what you see on TV or how they present sometime in the newspaper or on magazines or when you see in the movies, this person with a long beard screaming and these words and always want to hurt somebody, something like that. No, that is not the personality of a Muslim. So what I want to get into, what is the personality of a Muslim, and let you also know the personality, the personage of a Muslim. I need you to understand that. So when someone comes to you and they say, look, see, that's a Muslim. See how they are? No. That may be how that individual is, or the way you project the individual. You don't know what's going on in that person's life. Maybe he's screaming or something like that and trying to warn people that getting ready to get hit by a car or something. I don't know why the person is screaming. And so, but of course, they could show it as if the person is screaming against everyone else. And so, and up to no good. But I want to talk about today in this class is about the Islamic personality and basically who we are. And Allah says in chapter 2, verse 208, again, chapter 2, verse 208, He says, O you who believe, enter into Islam perfectly, completely. So when we embrace Islam as a Muslim, we embrace all of Islam and not just part of Islam. We do as much as we can of that's in Quran and believe in the rest. It's that simple. So we're 100% on board into it. Do as much as we can and that we are to believe in the rest of the Quran and the words and the guidance of Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. Again, chapter 2, verse 208, O you who believe, enter into Islam perfectly or completely. Also, when it comes to purity and sincerity of intentions, why are we doing a particular thing? What's the reason we are doing a particular thing? And so the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, actions are but by intentions, and there is for every person only that which he intended. So he whose migration was for Allah and his messenger, then his migration is for Allah and his messenger. And he whose migration was to attain some worldly goal, or to take a wife or a woman for in marriage or a husband for marriage, then his migration was for that which he's migrated. if I'm going from here to someplace else, not pleasing Allah, not to worship Allah, not to improve myself when it comes to the eyes of Allah, if you will, I know I'm going to that place because I'm going there, I'm going to get married to this woman. I'm going to get some other worldly thing, or I'm going to buy this house. I'm not saying getting married to a woman is wrong, or married to a man is wrong. I'm not saying getting a job is wrong, or anything like that. These things are okay, as long as they're lawful and they don't go against Islam, they're okay. But if you're talking about, you're saying you're going there for Allah, but you're really going there to get this woman, or to get this job, or to get this house, or anything like that. So you're really not going there for Allah. So you go there and get rewarded according to your intention. Your intention was going for Allah, then you get rewarded for Allah's messenger. Your intention to go to some place for the particular woman or to get some worldly gain, then you're gonna get your whatever blessings out of that. You're gonna get that for what you intended. You're looking for the blessing, the level of blessing for going to a place because of your love of Allah, migrating for the sake of Allah. You're not gonna get those blessings because you're not going there for that reason. But if you're going there for that reason, you're going to get the blessings of what you intended to go. Now, also, part of Muslim personality is having it being gentle or having gentleness. The Messenger of Allah, may peace and blessing upon him, said, indeed Allah is gentle and loves gentleness and gives due to gentleness that which he does not give due to harshness. It's not the same. They are not the same at all. And so he loves gentle and he loves those who are gentle. He does not love harshness. Also, he loves that a Muslim and the personality of a Muslim is being responsible or having responsibility. So you say, Imam, what do you mean by that? Being responsible, a responsible Muslim, have responsibility. And it was saying by the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he said, one of you is a guardian and is responsible, or each one of you is a guardian and is responsible for those whom he is in charge of. So the ruler is a guardian and responsible for his subjects. A man is the guardian of his family and responsible for those under his care. A woman is a guardian for her husband's home and is responsible for those under her care. A servant is the guardian of his master's wealth and is responsible for that which he is entrusted with. And a man is a guardian of his father's wealth and is responsible for what is under his care. So each one of you is a guardian and is responsible for what is entrusted with, or what he is entrusted with. And so we see by this, simple. Being a Muslim means you're responsible for certain things. Being a leader or ruler, you're responsible for the subject. Being an imam, you're responsible for the people within your flock or your people who follow you. If you're a man, you're responsible for your household, for your wife and for your children. A woman, you're responsible for your husband's household and also the children and anyone underneath your care. And so, and I don't have to go over because I just read to you all what about responsibility of Muslims, a person who is a Muslim. And we should always demonstrate that responsibility no matter what. We should do our best as men, for example, and work to take care of our family and not have someone else take care of our family. There was a time that a man was in the masjid all the time, every day and night in the masjid. And so he was asked, I believe was asked by the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings upon him. He said, like, okay, I see you here every day. Of course, it's a good thing. He's there. He worshiping, that kind of thing. Okay, that's a good thing. And so he was wondering, okay, like basically, where do you work? Who's taking care of your family? And the man said, well, my brother is taking care of my family. And Rasulullah, may peace and blessings be upon him, he said, well, your brother is better than you. Your brother really is taking on guardianship over your family. Your brother is taking care of your family, taking on the responsibility of your family. So a man being responsible is very, very important. When I marry people for the nikah, and I say one of the things in terms of a young man, and one of the things about the young man is that he's responsible for himself. Then when he gets married, he's responsible for himself and his wife. And then when they have children, he's responsible for himself, his wife, and his children, meaning his entire family. So his responsibility grows when he gets married and becomes more responsible when he gets married. And so hopefully the young man that gets married will become even more mature because responsibility he has now on his lap and on his shoulder. Responsibility of himself, of his wife, and his children. And hopefully this will also mature the young man for having that kind of responsibility. So one of the characteristics or one of the personalities of a Muslim is being a responsible individual. And we as Muslims, we do not harbor any kind of envy, none whatsoever. Now, there are some times we can't be envious of someone. So you say, Imam, what do you mean? First you say we can't be envious. Then you say there are some people that we can't be envious of. Let me tell you who those people are that we can be envious of. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, he said, there is to be no envy except with regard to two. A man whom Allah has given wealth, which he strives to spend righteously. And a man whom Allah has given the wisdom, meaning like for example the Quran, and he acts according to it and teaches it to others. So you want to be envious of someone and kind of, I guess, jealous of someone, then it'll be a man that Allah bless him with all his wealth, and he spends his wealth fi sabilillah. He spends his wealth for the pleasure of Allah, helping other people, giving to the poor, that kind of thing. And so you may say, man, I want to be like that individual. He's rich, and he gives to other, and he takes care of other people. Or a person who is knowledgeable, and he teaches his knowledge. For example, i.e. the person who learns Quran, and says Quran beautifully when he leads a salat, when he leads a prayer, or when he's reading the Quran, reciting it. It's just so beautiful. You just want to just stay there and just excuse me and just listen to him or to her read. But also they're not just reading the Quran and learning the Quran, they're also teaching to others what they have learned. Also, it's very important that we understand about a Muslim being having piety and having self-restraint. That's another personality of a Muslim. So those of you who decide, I want to embrace Islam, then it would hope that you come in with these characteristics, or you develop these characteristics, the Islamic characteristics, and be a good representation of Muslim by putting within yourself and demonstrating within yourself these various characteristics that I'm alluding to, well, that I'm talking about when I in this particular class that I'm giving. So Allah's messenger, may peace and blessings be upon him, said, "That which is lawful is clear, and that which is forbidden is clear, and between them are doubtful matters about which many of the people do not have knowledge. So whoever avoids the doubtful matters saves his religion and his honor. And whoever falls into doubtful matters falls into what is forbidden. Just like a shepherd who grazes his sheep near a private pasture of another, he will soon stray into it. Indeed, for every king there is a private preserve. Indeed, the preserve of Allah are those whose things which he has forbidden. Indeed, there is a piece of flesh in the body, which is good, then the whole body is good. But if it is corrupt, then the whole body is corrupt. Indeed, it is the heart. So there's a lot of things going on here, as far as self-restraint and piety. As it says, is that a person grazes his sheep and on his property, but is near the line of his neighbor's property. Sooner or later, the sheep may start easing over into his neighbor's property, which is wrong. So they got to restrain yourself and not go on your neighbor's property or into the areas you should not be in, or forbidden area you should not be in. It's that line that we cross. Some things we know are doubtful or not, we're not supposed to do. And some things we are clear that we're not supposed to do. But then the things that are kind of on that borderline, and that is something we may stray over the line. Now, maybe either intentionally or unintentionally, but we want to avoid it as much as possible, and that's what a Muslim needs to do. Am I hurting my brother, hurting my sister if I do thus and so? Or this is their property. I cannot use their property without their permission. I can't do that. It's not allowed for a Muslim to peek in another person's house or be what they call peeping Tom. Like peek through the window, peer through the window and see what your neighbor is doing inside of their home. They have a right to privacy. And so you can't do that. As Muslims, we can't go and do that and peek into someone else's home. Even when we knock to someone's door, we only knock just a little bit, and they never come to the door, and then we leave. This is what we do. We don't go overboard with it. Or when we go visit a person, we don't visit a person, and what happens is that the person is just a nice guest. They don't want to tell you to get out, but you know you've been there too long and it's time to leave. Even if a few days or a few hours or whatever it is, you know you're in there, they offer you tea or whatever. Okay, you drink the tea. You sip the tea if you want to. You sip the tea, drink the tea, and then after that you leave so they can go back to their to doing whatever they're doing in the household. So I'm just want to let you know this is the personality of a Muslim, and that they do their best not to tread or go into areas where they're not supposed to be in, into their neighbor's yard or the neighbor's field or anything like that. This is not, we have that self-restraint about us and have that piety about us as Muslims, and that we want to stay away from that which is forbidden to do, and also we want to stay away from those things that are forbidden to do and clear, we stay away from. And those things that you have between what is clear and not clear, yeah, those things that are doubtful. And so I'm saying to my beautiful students, stay away from the doubtful things and restrain yourself to the best of your ability. Other thing I want to say to my beautiful students, and that is having knowledge for knowledge's sake. And that is Allah's Messenger, peace and blessings be upon him. He said, do not acquire knowledge in order to compete with the scholars, nor to argue with the ignorant, nor to gain mastery over the gatherings. Such since whoever does that, then the fire. So what is being said here is that I'm not acquiring knowledge so I can argue with the scholars. And then I say, look, see, I told him, or listened to one thing about Islam, and now I know everything about Islam. I'm going to tell everyone about Islam, and don't listen to this scholar over here studying for years. Listen to me and what I have to say. That you just want to argue with people because now you know what you know. Or go to gatherings and be praised by the people because you know what you know. You're seeking the knowledge to please Allah. You're not seeking the knowledge to bang on people, to other people, to beat other people down. to beat the scholars down, to beat ignorant the people who are maybe ignorant of what that particular topic down, or to go have mastery over some kind of gathering, so that people can say, yeah, he's the main person. He's a person that to lead us in the best direction, only because you want to be praised by the people, and this is not the proper to do, and it's not a good character to do for a Muslim to do. Also, a Muslim characteristic or a Muslim personality is that the believer is a mirror for his brother. So what do you mean by that, Imam Amin? What do you mean by that? And the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, he said, the believer is a mirror for the believer. And the believer is the mirror the believer is a brother of a believer. He safeguards his property for him and defends him from behind. So what's going on is that I, as a believer, I'm going to look after my brother. I'm going to care for my brother. I'm going to be a mirror for my a good reflection for my brother. I'm going to care for my brother, and I'm going to defend my brother or my sister, of course, if they are right in what they are doing. And so that's part of the character of a Muslim. If he is wrong or she's wrong, I'm not going to defend that. That's not the character of a Muslim. I'm going to defend you against this non-Muslim because you're Muslim. But you could be a Muslim, be 100% wrong. He could be a non-Muslim, or she could be a non-Muslim and be 100% right. We stand up for justice, even if against our own self. This doesn't really matter whatsoever. But if it's against a rich or a poor person, it does not matter. We stand up for justice. And I'm not going to be on your side. And that's the personality of a Muslim. I'm not going to be on your side just because you're Muslim. And I'm not going to be on your side because you're non-Muslim or because you're a family member, something like that, a blood family member. That's not enough. I will listen to both sides of the story, and then I let the evidence lead me to the right answer. Or Quran, Hadith, lead me to the right answer, and then I give the answer according to Quran and Hadith and what is right and what is just. Because I might be unjust to a person right now, and then on the day of judgment, I might have to pay for it. I might say, okay, I got away with it, or I got a little something out of it, something like that, or got nothing out of it. But by doing that and being and not being a just person and being unjust, it may be the very thing that's going to keep me out of paradise, or the very thing that's going to push me into the hellfire. And all of us, every day, we're getting closer to the day of judgment, close to our grave. Matter of fact, I first started talking, I guess, like 30 minutes ago or something like that. And now, 30 minutes later, we are all what? Including myself, or whatever along this particular episode is. We are all closer to our grave. We are all those minutes earlier. We are all closer to the day of judgment to come. And so we have to make sure that we have the best behavior that we could possibly have, because as I always tell you, that Allah has put two angels on our shoulders. One angel on our left shoulder and one angel on our right shoulder. The angel on our right shoulder is writing down our bad deeds, and the angel on our left shoulder is, the angel on our right shoulder writing down our good deeds, and the angel on our left shoulder is writing down our bad deeds. And so we are not getting away with anything. So having a good Islamic personality is very, very important for us as Muslims to have, and anyone that decides, I want to embrace this thing called Islam, and then you have to do the same thing. And if other Muslims are not doing it, you do it. I don't care how long a person been Muslim. No excuse for you to say, well, he's not doing it or she's not doing it, then I'm not doing it. Oh, no, it doesn't work. It doesn't work like that. If he's not doing it, if she's not doing it, then you do it. No matter how fresh or how long you've been in Islam. If you just know this part, then you do this part in Islam. So I just wanted to remind you all of this, my beautiful students in this particular class. Also, one of the personalities of a Muslim is remembrance of Allah. So what do I mean by that? That is that about Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, he said, supplication is worship. Your Lord, the mighty and majestic, said, call upon me, I will respond to you, or your invocation. And so we invoke Allah and ask Allah what we want, what we need, and what we desire. We remember Allah, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. Oh Allah, our Lord, our Lord, our Lord. Remember Allah. That's part of the personality of a Muslim. No matter what you're going through, the personality of a Muslim is go to Allah. Allah said, seek help from him. You ask of him. So we have to always keep in mind this is what we must do as Muslim, and ask Allah to make you have the best of character, to make you have the best personality, to have an Islamic personality. No matter how many people around you do not have Islamic personality, if you're the only person in your family that's Muslim, you demonstrate a good and solid Islamic personality. I want to mention a couple more other things to you, and that is, a Muslim does not pry into the matters that do not concern him. And the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, he said, one perfection of a person's Islam is that he leaves alone that which does not concern him. And also I said him, also mentioning her. And so if it does not concern you, mind your business. And you had nothing to do with it. And even it mentioned about when a person, you know, says things that are good, or keep quiet. Hold your tongue. Be careful, because your tongue, these hollow things, your tongue and your private area can either get you to paradise or get you to the hellfire. What you say out of your mouth or your tongue can get you to paradise or put you into the hellfire. Also, the same thing is that you mind your business. Don't always be up in other people's business or spreading other people's business. This is something, a part of the personality of a Muslim, that we don't do. I don't care who it is. As a Muslim, we do not do that. And then lastly, all of his actions are for Allah. Allah's Messenger, peace and blessings upon him, said, whoever loves for Allah and hates for Allah, gives for Allah and withholds for Allah, then he has complete iman, a complete faith. That is part of the way of the Muslim, the characteristic of a Muslim, the personality of a Muslim, the Islamic personality of a Muslim, and that he loves for the sake of Allah, he hates for the sake of Allah, and that he withholds. Whatever Allah said, hold back something, then you don't do it. Allah says love something, then you love that thing. Allah says hate to do certain things, then you hate to do certain things. That's it. There's no ifs and buts about it. There's no in-between about it. We don't waver when it comes to loving Allah, or waver when it comes to hate for the sake of Allah, always holding something for the sake of Allah. No, we never waver for that. We never, ever do that. You will stand strong, because there may come a day when you may be the only one standing all by yourself. Then you stand by yourself. But you want to hold firm to Islamic personality, even if you have to be by yourself. Even if no one else around you is holding on to the correct Islamic personality, you hold on to the correct Islamic personality. You're the one that will not pry into people's business. You're the one that your actions is that you want to do it to please Allah. You don't want to get knowledge for knowledge's sake to please Allah. You don't want to be the reflection of your brother or your sister, the good reflection of your brother or your sister. You also are the other one, that one restrain yourself from harming others or doing harm to others. And you're the one that don't want to have envy, except for in the case of two, as I mentioned to you before. And also making sure we have purity of intentions. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.